It's Chick on stories we're following for you on Robin Hood Radio. In Kent, the Board of Education is now seeking legal advice on how it can fight the All-Boards Chairman Committee's recent decision to move ahead with a regional middle school sports program. In this weekend's Republican American, the chairman was given permission to seek legal advice regarding whether Kent can opt out of the Region 1 program for 7th and 8th graders. Region 1 Superintendent Pamela Vogel told the board she has consulted with an attorney who gave his opinion that all schools must comply with the decision to fund the new program. Dutchess County hopes to increase funding for services including those for homeless veterans and opioid awareness education with roughly $514 million 2020 budget. It includes a handful of amendments to the Dutchess County Executive Mark Molinaro's initial proposal, reducing the county's property tax for the sixth consecutive year and reducing the tax rate from 345 to 327 per 1,000 of true value assessments. Operation Fuel is now accepting applications for energy assistance, fuel, and electric heating beginning December 2nd through March 2nd, 2020. Gas or oil must be at one quarter full. Applicants are eligible every 12 months. It's income-based. Contact Miriam for qualifications and to apply at 860-364-1003. The Great Barrington Police Department has implemented an all-night parking ban, which is in effect now until March 31st. Any vehicles parked on town or city streets between 1 and 6 a.m. will be ticketed. In case of snowfall, vehicles may be towed at the owner's expense. The planning and zoning meeting in North Canaan will be held at 9:30 this morning, going till 10:30 at North Canaan Town Hall. Salisbury Board of Selectmen meeting tonight at Salisbury Town Hall, a special meeting at 4 p.m. The Sharon Board of Selectmen are meeting with their regular meeting at 6 p.m. tonight. In Falls Village, the Board of Finance and Board of Selectmen have their doubleheader beginning at 6:30 at Town Hall. Also going on in Sheffield, Massachusetts, the Board of Selectmen have their meeting at Town Hall. That will be at 7 p.m. Coming up tomorrow, the Board of Selectmen in Sharon have a regular meeting scheduled at 2 o'clock. In Cornwall tomorrow, 5 o'clock, West Cornwall Wastewater Commission at Town Hall, 7 o'clock, Planning and Zoning Commission at Cornwall Library, 7:30, Housatonic River Commission at Cornwall Consolidated School. The Sharon Board of Finance has their regular meeting tomorrow at 7 p.m. at Town Hall. Canaan Falls Village Recreation Commission meets tomorrow at 7 o'clock. In Pine Plains, the Pine Plains Garden Club is conducting a Christmas workshop Wednesday at 11 a.m. at the First United Presbyterian Church. Guests are welcome to the event where winter sprays will be assembled. The church is located at 3039 Church Street, Route 199. A reminder that there's a community Christmas dinner coming up on Wednesday, December 11th. North Canaan Catholic Church is sponsoring a community Christmas dinner from 4 until 6 p.m. Residents of towns are welcome. Any question, contact Miriam Jones, social service agent, at 860-364-1003. The Town of Sharon Planning and Zoning Commission has their next meeting coming up on Wednesday, December the 11th. That is at Town Hall at 5:30. The Town of Sheffield Planning Board meeting on Wednesday at 7 o'clock, first floor meeting room at Sheffield Town Hall. The Board of Finance in North Canaan meets Wednesday at 7:30 at North Canaan Town Hall. An evening for SWASA, the 5th Annual Chicken Pot Pie Dinner, sponsored by the White Hart Inn in Salisbury, will be held Thursday at the Inn's Hunt Room. Cost of the dinner, which includes pot pie with mashed potatoes, dessert, and beverage, $30 per person, alcohol not included. The evening will include a performance by the Housatonic. Dinner begins at 6. Because seating is limited, reservations are required. For reservations or to see if there's still space, contact the White Hart at 860-435-0030. Proceeds from the dinner will benefit the Salisbury Winter Sports Association youth skiing programs. Northwest Connecticut Arts Council partnering with American Mural Project for the next Arts Night Out. The popular creative networking event Arts Night Out will serve as an art supply drive, which supplies will be directly donated to Litchfield ARC and the Winstead Area Child Care Center's programs. The event will be held at the American Mural Project on Whiting Street in Winstead on Thursday at 6 p.m. The Town of Northeast New York Town Board will meet on Thursday. That will be at 7 p.m. at Town Hall. The town of Sharon will have a special town meeting on Friday the 13th at 6:30 p.m. In Kent, there'll be a public informational hearing on the new cell tower set for 7 p.m. at Town Hall on Friday the 13th. On Saturday the 14th, St. Patrick's Church, Albany Road, West Stockbridge, holding their 22nd annual Cookie Walk from 9 to 11. Christ Trinity Church on Main Street in Sheffield, holding their annual Bake Sale and Bazaar on the 14th from 10 until 2. Also in Kent, reading at the library to focus on the first Christmas tree in the U.S. Children of all ages invited to that reading and reception on a Saturday at 2 p.m. at the Kent Memorial Library, 32 North Main Street. A holiday shop, sip, and stroll being held a Saturday the 14th, 3 till 8:30 in downtown Great Barrington. In Amenia, the public invited to Amenia Town Hall on Saturday for some holiday fun. The Historical Society presenting an antique toy open house from 4 till 6. The tree lighting will be held at 5, followed by a holiday concert in the auditorium and the announcement of Amenia's Citizen of the Year. Musical entertainment will be provided by the Dover High School Band and singers. In Sharon, the second annual concert will be held on Saturday, December 14th at 6:30 at the Bach Gallery at the Sharon Playhouse. You can join family and friends. They celebrate the season with songs and surprises. The family concert returns for its second year, featuring local singers, plus a chorus of children singing your favorite holiday songs, and a visit from Santa Claus as well. And there'll be refreshments and photos afterwards. Seating is limited. Tickets at SharonPlayhouse.org or 860-364-7469, extension 100. Rolf Jansen Library in Hillsdale is hosting a visit with Santa on Sunday from 1 till 3. Each child will receive a free book from the jolly old St. Nick. There'll be carolers, cookies, and hot chocolate while you get into the holiday spirit. On Saturday from 5:30 till 8 p.m., there'll be an opening reception. The Book of Hours unearths expected emotions through the photographic process. Jesse English's upcoming exhibition at Standard Space will be held in Sharon. The 17 pieces in the show are just a fraction of the 40 rolls of film she's taken so far as part of a larger and ongoing project. An open mic jingle jam being held, Cowboy and Mike, Milton and Friends, at the VFW in Dover Plains, New York, on December 14th from 7 till 10 p.m. You can join Sharon Audubon and fellow bird lovers for a wonderful and impactful birding tradition. Each year for the last 120 years, small groups of birders have ventured out for the sole purpose of counting birds. Sharon Audubon Center's free CBC event, known as the Trixie Strauss Christmas Bird Count, takes place on Sunday. It's a 24-hour count period from 12:01 a.m. to midnight, with most of the birding taking place from sunrise to sunset. The count area is a 15-mile circle with the center at the Hotchkiss School in Lakeville, Connecticut. Forms for the bird feeder count can be picked up at the Sharon Audubon Center. More information about the Trixie Strauss Christmas Bird Count or questions, you can find out at 860-364-0520, sharonaudubon.org. The Amenia Fire Company is sponsoring its monthly all-you-can-eat breakfast on Sunday from 7:30 to 11 at the firehouse. Adults $8, children and seniors $7. Immaculate Conception St. Anthony's Parish for Laval Road in Amenia, New York, has a Living Nativity coming up. It's having its Living Nativity following the 10:45 a.m. Mass on Sunday. There'll be animals, light refreshments, a bake sale, and cash and carry table. Several cash vendors as well as beautiful baskets will be raffled off. Now, Santa Claus will be at the Rolf Jansen Community Library on Sunday from 1 till 3. All ages are welcome. The First Presbyterian Church of Pine Plains hosting its fourth annual holiday concert on Sunday at 4 p.m., celebrating the 300th anniversary of the writing of Joy to the World by Isaac Watts. The concert will feature local musicians, including students from Stissing Mountain Junior Senior High School and area residents Jim Petrie, Dorothy Whitaker, Gerald LaSella, and Ryan Orton, organist. More information at 518-398-7117. The church is located at 3039 Church Street, Route 199. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlake and interlakenin.com and by Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com. Dow Jones Industrial Average starts off the week at 28,015.06, the NASDAQ at 8656.53, and the S&P 500 at 3145.91. We'll take a look at the tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.